This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The best Giants talk in the Bay is on 95.7 The Game. Reaction to every pitch.
He struck him out!
To end the game, Ryan Walker!
Every home run.
Jung-Hoon Lee finds the bleachers in right center field.
And every big play.
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
It's your fix for Giants baseball.
Not only is it the greatest game in the world, we're in the memory-making business.
The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap.
Devers high drive, right center field, out of here.
Hello there. Welcome in to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Man, that was an absolute tank shot by Rafi Devers there. Dwayne Kuiper on the call for NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants starting off a huge nine-game homestand with a 5-0 win over the Nationals of Washington, D.C. Kaiway Tang, first career win as the Bolt guy. Matt Gage got the start, went one clean inning. Nice little 1-2-3, 17-pitch inning for Matt Gage. And then Kaiway Tang going five innings, struck out four, gave up three hits. Talk about a bounce back after a rough go of it in New York last weekend. And I'm not going to say it. Okay, I'm going to say it. It was the Nationals. But Nationals are still a big league team with some big league hitters in it. And shout out to Kaiway Tang, man. Giants are trying to get him into a bulk role, into a starting pitching role. And he delivered last night. So again, as I say, welcome into the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. You'll notice there's only one voice you're going to be hearing right now, and that is mine, Sam Lubman, your host of the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. And that's all it's going to be in the studio. It's not going to be just me. You got Steven Rizzotto. He's pressing all the buttons today, making sure that we're staying on air. He'll be chiming in as well. Zach Green, he's back there. He's producing. He's doing stuff. He cut a lot of sound this morning. Always appreciate that, Zach. Thank you. You'll be hearing from him at some point, too. That's right. Zach, keep alive. I am going to throw to you at some point today. But otherwise, yeah, it's just you, me, and Giants baseball for the next 3 hours there. Thank you, Steven, giving me some of my notes from last night. And obviously it is you guys. 888-957-9570 is the number to call. Love to hear from all the Giants fans out there after a great win last night. Again, 5-0 is the final score here. And we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about on the show today. Again, there is that win, and there is that great Rafi Devers home run that we saw there in the first inning to give the Giants a 1-0 lead, and that was just a no-doubter right off the bat. 417 feet out to the deepest part of the yard into that 415 section there. 427 feet. Shorted him by 10 feet. 105 miles an hour off the bat there. Love seeing that from Rafi Devers. But I think the big highlight I want to get into to start things off was the debut of one Drew Gilbert. He was part of the Tyler Rogers trade that sent him to the New York Mets. Gilbert came back along with Blade Tidwell and Jose Buto, who also pitched last night for the Giants. He pitched a very clean eighth inning, did give up a walk, but struck out two. And that's the Tyler Rogers trade, putting in work for the Giants last night. And we did get to see Gilbert make his big league debut, and he endeared himself pretty quickly to the fan base here. The fans were absolutely pumped to see Drew Gilbert stepping into the batter's box last night. Last few at-bats, he started hearing the fans go, "Drew, Drew, Drew, Drew." And Giants fans, when they notice that someone special or someone important to the future is taking the field for this team, they take notice and they get all in on these guys. And you saw it last night. Drew Gilbert had a chance to meet him before the game in the clubhouse. Seems like a very cool guy. Plays with a lot of energy, plays with a lot of swagger, plays with a lot of confidence. But then you talk to him afterwards, and it's just he just seems like a normal guy. Just a very chill dude. You know, he's not much of a bro, but he's a chill dude. You know, there is a difference between a bro and a dude. We can maybe get into that later in the show. But Drew Gilbert, again, did go 0-for-4 last night. But he did endear himself with some incredible defense, especially to end the third. I don't know if we have that. We do have that Drew Gilbert diving catch. And I just want to set this up. This is at the bottom, the top of the third inning. And Kaiwei Tang gets a couple quick outs, a couple ground balls there. And then Jacob Young for the Nationals, their starting center fielder, it's a fly ball out to right field. And it's going down the right field line. And where I'm sitting in the press box, I can't really tell where the ball is going. And so I see Gilbert go run into that right field corner. And I see the umpire signal foul. So my first thought was, oh, okay, it's a foul ball. And then he signals out. And I'm like, oh, my God, he actually caught that. And then I see the highlight. I see the replay of it on the big screen of this dude slipping on the dirt, face planting onto the ground while snagging the ball out of the air. What a great way to endear yourself to your new fan base. Here's how it sounded on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Gilbert slides. Did he catch? He caught it!
Wow.
And his family's going, we know that kid.
Wow, indeed. Or as I should say,
wow!
Yeah, that's probably a more appropriate wow for the kid, Drew Gilbert. What a great debut for him. Again, did not get the hit, his first big league hit. But again, it is his first game. The adrenaline's pumping. He's feeling probably some sort of nerves there. And he's also facing big league pitching, which breaking news to everyone out there, facing big league pitching is very, very difficult. But starting off the game like that with some great defense there, I really like the defense that Drew Gilbert played out in right field yesterday. Right field can be a very, very difficult spot to play here at Oracle Park. I've seen many a right fielder from out of town come in and just have no idea how to play balls out there. I've seen right fielders just turn doubles off the wall into inside the park home runs. Shout out Patrick Bailey. Because guys just don't know how to play the ball out there. The bounces off that wall, that Levi's Landing wall, the Willie Mays wall, 24-foot high wall out there with its seven archways. It's tough playing out there. And Gilbert had a play in the fifth inning. It was James Wood hit a double off of the... Sorry, this is in the fourth inning. Top of the fourth inning, James Wood hit a double off the archway number four out there, right above the 365 sign. And those are tricky hops right there, especially that part of the wall. You can see a lot of weird, goofy, tricky hops out there. And if you're not privy to how the ball bounces out there, you're going to end up looking like a fool and giving up an extra base. And we have been very fortunate over the last few years to have Mike Yastrzemski patrolling right field. By the way, quick aside on Yastrzemski, your boy went deep for the Royals again last night. Maybe we can find that home run at some point. I want to play all the Mike Yastrzemski home runs on the Royals here on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. I like Yaz. I'm going to miss Yaz.
Gone.
He is gone. And so was his defense out in right field. And there's going to be some consternation there. Luis Matos, he is only okay when it comes to defense out there. Gerard Encarnacion, which we will be talking about Gerard Encarnacion later in the show. You know, he's...
The one knee, I wish.
Yeah, Gerard, he's got two knees, though. He doesn't have one. He has two knees. And and then he's got only one hamstring, though, right now. That's the problem. But Gerard Encarnacion, he's going to be on the IL for quite a while, it sounds like. So that's not an option. To have Drew Gilbert come in and just hit the ground running on defense, and he played that double off the wall by Wood very, very well. I thought he gave a little bit of space to it to allow himself to get to it because, again, you don't want to be too aggressive in those situations there because that's how you turn a double into a triple in those situations. But I really like the way that Gilbert played that ball off the wall there and then showed off an absolute cannon of an arm getting that ball back into the infield. Again, James Wood, not a fast guy. He is a power hitter. They had him hitting leadoff last night for the Nationals ahead of C.J. Abrams. And no doubt they're trying to shake some life into him. James Wood is not homered now in 21 straight games, which saying that out loud just is a very scary thing to say because that just means he's due. So it's not like he was a speedster who's going to take that extra base, but Gilbert firing that ball back in from deep right field to second base. He was a former pitcher one time. I believe his freshman year at Tennessee, he was a pitcher. So he has a very strong arm, a very strong swing too. You know, he had some great cuts. I had a chance to watch him during batting practice, and his first batting practice swing was a little squibber down the line. That's not that impressive. But then he started taking some really impressive cuts, really did a great job driving the ball in BP, getting comfortable with that new batter's eye, which can be a little bit tricky in the evenings at Oracle Park, but he was not fazed at all by the new digs that he was hitting in. He was not fazed at all by the new level of baseball that he was going to be playing at. And you love to see that kind of confidence from a guy and just a very nice kid, too. Very, again, got a chance to chat with him before the game and after the game. Very well-spoken. And the reason why we learned later is he's from Minnesota. And I'm pretty sure everyone from Minnesota is the most polite people you meet outside of Canada. I mean, the fact that Minnesota borders Canada is probably where that comes from there. But
Minnesota!
Exactly. He's a big Joe Mauer guy, a big Michael Cuddyer guy, which... that makes me feel very, very old. But yeah, very, again, I love the defense from it. It's okay that he went 0 for 4. I'm not going to stress over that. And let's just be clear, as much as I love the debut from Drew Gilbert, one game is still just one game. Not going to make any firm declarations on what his career is going to look like based off of one game. But it was a great start. And one thing I thought that was kind of encouraging from him in terms of just how the Giants view him and how the coaching staff views him, in his last at-bat of the night, in the eighth inning, he had a 3-0 count, and there's a part of me thinking, oh, I wonder if this guy would actually try and swing here. And he did. He swung on 3-0. It's because he did get a green light. Most hitters, well, first off, I mean, this was always my go-to when I played baseball poorly back in the day. If I have a 3-0 count, I'm not swinging the bat. I'm taking this pitch off. And that's just how I did it. Some hitters like that. Some hitters like to be patient. Some hitters don't like to swing at 3-0. Some hitters like to get a green light on 3-0. And I thought that was pretty impressive that in his first game as a Giant, the coaching staff, Matt Williamson at third base, gave him the green light. If you see a pitch you like here on 3-0, give it a whirl. See what you can do. He whiffed it. But it's the fact that the option was there for him is the positive takeaway. And as the Giants here in the last 2 months of the season, post-trade deadline, four games out of a wild card spot, 59-57 is their record, two games above 500. Down here in this final stretch, and this is going to be the big question I want to throw at Giants fans today. Maybe we can get a YouTube poll going here. I want to make our YouTubers do a little bit of work. What do you really want to see these next 2 months? What do you care about more? Do you care about the winning, or do you care about the development?
Oh, I'd like to see both.
Yeah, no, I know you want to see both, but that's how these things work. You have to pick one or the other. I'm pigeonholing you guys here. Hey, maybe you can do both. If you can get performances like that on defense from Drew Gilbert, if you could get pitching performances like that from Kaiwei Tang, maybe you can figure out a way to nickel and dime together a surprise playoff run here. So I want to hear from Giants fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll take any and all Giants takes today. What do you want to see these next 2 months? What do you care about? What are you excited about? Do you want to see the winning? Do you want to see the development? You got thoughts on Drew Gilbert. You got thoughts on Kaiwei Tang. You got thoughts on anybody else on the team. Carson Wisenhunt will be on the bump today as the Giants try to take game two against the Nationals. That is a 1 o'clock start today. What are you expecting to see from him? What do you expect from Bob Melvin these next 2 months? We're going to be hearing from him quite a bit on this show. He had some great lines in his post game last night. How do we feel about the bullpen starting rotation? If you have a thought on Giants baseball, I want to hear it. Because again, it's just me all morning long. Got a couple guys in the back. I'll hear from them in a little bit as well. Really quick, though, I do want to shout out those who are watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan to play online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Shout out to all of our friends down at Laughing Monk. And thanks for hosting the Morning Roast as well as Steiny and Evan on Thursday morning. I unfortunately was not able to get down to Laughing Monk. I was given the opportunity to. And, you know, our boss, Matt Nahegian, is like, I wasn't able to get you a hotel room down there. But if you want to drive down there in the morning, you could do that. And I thought about driving down to Sunnyvale at 4 a.m. I was like, I'll kick it with Carter in the studio and nope. I'll let you babysit the Joes down there. And luckily I had San Jose Jazz fan come by to help out as well. And even recorded a rejoin. So that was nice to see Jazz fan doing that for the morning roast. So shout out to our friends down there at Laughing Monk. I am still thinking about that absolutely delicious prime rib. And if you want more time at Laughing Monk, 95.7 The Game will be there quite a bit over the next few months because football season is starting up. 49ers do have a football game tonight. But during the regular season, we're going to be doing our pregame shows. Evan Giddings and the great Lorenzo Neal, they'll be doing the pregame shows down there. And we're going to be partying it up a little bit. We were talking about kind of what we're going to be doing for these tailgates and these pregames in one of our meetings this week. I'm not going to give away any details. I might have given away already just by saying that we're working on stuff. We got some special stuff that we'll be planning for fans who come down there and hang out with us at Laughing Monk Brewing. So get down there to Sunnyvale all year during football season, or at least for the home games. I don't think we're going to be there for the away games because, well, you guys won't be there for the away games. Who's going to Levi's for an away game? That's not how it works. So come down, see us at Laughing Monk all football season long. So again, want to hear from all the Giants fans out there and really go behind the glass a little bit because I want to get the thoughts of Steven and Zach. You guys got to see your first taste of Drew Gilbert. We got to see the bounce back from Kaiwei Tang. I want to start off with, let's start with Kaiwei Tang, Steven, because you were producing Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and I caught a snippet of that show as I was driving into San Francisco for the pregame stuff. And while they were talking, you know, Niners training camp, Mark Grandy interjected that, hey, Drew Gilbert's going to be in the lineup tonight. And so that forced Willard and Dibbs onto a 20-minute diatribe about the Giants. And Willard, one of the most optimistic Giants fans here at this station. In fact, I'm going to try and get him on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys in the next week or so we can talk optimistic Giants baseball. Willard was, how can I say this gently, just not in on Kaiwei Tang, it seemed like. I don't want to twist his words or anything, but I believe one of the lines he had was something to the effect of, if the goal is to win games, why is Kaiwei Tang pitching? Am I off base on that one, Rizzo? Is that kind of more or less what he said?
Not off base. That is more or less what he said. And it makes sense. I mean, Kaiwei Tang was kind of just not really giving Giants fans or even anybody in the organization anything to write home about in his Giants career professionally. And the last few months in Sacramento have looked good, and I think the organization thinks he's earned this. And the crazy thing is, he was DFA'd at the end of last year, and they added him back onto the 40-man roster, and he's getting his opportunity. And for me, he was the player of the game. He was the player of the game. He pitched excellent. Command has been an issue with him in the past. It didn't look like it was an issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last night, the stuff was there. He got outs in big spots when he needed it. You mentioned that bases loaded jam later in the game. I mean, he was very encouraging. And I think when you see somebody that encouraging on a pitching staff that needs it the most, you want to see more of them. So I would want to see more of Kaiwei Tang for the Giants.
What I really liked about a lot of what we saw from Tang, and I'm curious to see how long this will hold up. Be honest, I see him as more of a middle reliever than a starter, but I think that will sort itself out in time. He's going to be used as a starter right now, at least till Landon Roop comes back, and then we'll see where things go from there. But he was getting it done with a lot of off-speed stuff. I'm looking at his pitching breakdown now. A lot of sliders, sweepers, however you want to call those pitches. Some pitchers call them sweep. Some pitchers call their sweeper a slider. Some of them call their slider a sweeper. Depends on the movement and the stat tracking technology hasn't been able to quite figure out the difference between the two. But he had a great pitch mix here. Looking at his mix-up here, a lot of sweepers and change-ups. Great with the off-speed stuff. He had guys flailing at that change-up, and I believe the last pitch he threw last night in the top of the seventh inning. No, sorry, it's top of the sixth inning. He got Brady House to strike out on a sweeper that I went up to one of the guys in the press box. His name's Jeremiah. He's with Sports Radio Service. I chat him up a lot. But the Sports Radio Service guys, great group of guys. We're going to have one of the Sports Radio Service guys on later in the show, a good friend of mine, Steven Ruderman, who covers the Giants for Sports Radio Service. But he also does a lot of coverage for the Sacramento River Cats. And the reason we're going to talk to Ruderman is because of all the people I know in baseball, he has had the most eyes on Bryce Eldridge this summer. And I want to talk about Eldridge during the show as well. So we're going to hear from him. But I went up to Jeremiah and it's like, dude, I got to go take a shower because I just feel so filthy after watching that sweeper there.
And it was a seven-pitch inning, to top off a seven-pitch inning.
Very efficient night from Kaiwei Tang. And the big difference, Bob said this after the game. In fact, we can just hear from Bob himself on the biggest difference between Kaiwei Tang and this start in his last start. Really quick, actually, pause, rewind. Before I get into what Bob said about what was different about Kai's start this time versus his last outing against the Mets, I do want to recap what happened against the Mets, which was a lot of not good. He went about three and a third innings, gave up either four or five runs. Can't remember off the top of my head. I could pull the box score up. But the point is, he got roughed up against the Mets last weekend, which is why a lot of fans were, yeah, I think I'm out on Kaiwei Tang. I don't think that's the guy. But again, this is, I don't want to make this out to, you know, well, that was the Mets and this is the Nationals. I'm not making it out to be that black and white here. But let's not forget last Saturday that, or sorry, this was Sunday. It was Saturday. I don't know what days of the week are. It was last Saturday. The Giants lost that game 12-6. Kodai Senga, who came in with an ERA south of 2, he also got roughed up a little bit that day. Which leads me to believe that seeing as the game took place in Queens, New York, in the summer, ball might have just been jumping that day. It happens. Sometimes it's those hot New York summers, the ball flies a little bit more. Kodai Senga went 4 innings, gave up 4 runs that day to this Giants lineup. And Kaiwei Tang also got roughed up by a very, very good New York Metropolitans lineup. And so maybe that's a bit of a rough way to kind of gauge whether or not Kaiwei Tang could actually pitch at this level, by basing it off of a rough start on a warm day. So it's got the box score here. 5 runs, 3 1/3 innings pitched for Kaiwei Tang last week, Saturday, against New York Mets. That's a big ask for a young pitcher like that making his first career start. And the ball was flying that day. Last night, in the cooler temperatures of Oracle Park, I believe it was kind of warm at first, but it was still 68 or so around first pitch, which is a lot cooler than the, let's see if I can find the weather for that game last week. Well, 79, partly cloudy in New York for that game, but you also got to factor in the humidity as well. There was not as much humidity last night. This is all to say that just a much better situation for Kaiwei Tang last night. A lesser lineup, better pitching conditions, and just an overall better feeling. Coming back home after that 6-game road trip, they went 4-2. And so that's kind of setting the stage there for what he did last week versus what happened last night. And here's what Bob Melvin had to say about what was different about Kaiwei Tang's start last night versus what he did a week ago today.
Strikes. He's throwing more strikes, and he's using his fastball enough to get, you know, off his breaking stuff. His breaking stuff's really good. So for me, it's just being a lot more efficient, throwing the ball over the plate more. What, did he walk one today? Yeah. It's good. Throwing strikes.
Throwing strikes is a great way to get outs, guys. I don't know if we know that, but now we do. And that's what you just love to see. You love to see a guy mastering the command, getting his pitches in the zone, and just making hitters look absolutely foolish. So a great bounce back there from Tang to go along with the great debut from Drew Gilbert. And I saw a comment in the YouTube chat here. I want to see if I can get it. It was from Instant. That was an incredible catch. Or did he make a routine catch look hard? Looks like he tripped on his route to the ball. It's a little bit of both. You know, we're talking with Gilbert after the game. And you know what? Let's hear from Drew Gilbert on what went down with that catch.
I think you're kind of reading the hitter just so you get an open angle from right field. It's a right-handed hitter. Kind of see that he was getting beat a little bit, so he was able to get a better jump based off that. But I almost lost my footing on the dirt once I went over the line, so thankfully I was able to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, and I did, but you did have a beat on it, but yeah, it gets a little slippery out there sometimes. That's why we wear spikes. But again, looks really cool. I didn't get a chance to watch SportsCenter last night, but I'm assuming it was in the SC top 10. So if you can't get your first hit in your first game, you can at least make the highlight reel in your first game. So I will definitely take that. So we got a lot of great Giants baseball to talk about today. Again, we were just gushing about Kaiwei Tang and Drew Gilbert here to start the show. There were some other guys on the team who had great nights too last night. Want to talk about that. And then again, the big question of the day is, what do you care about more the rest of the way? Do you want to see this team win baseball games and do everything you can to accomplish that goal and make a playoff run? Or Do the wins and losses, are those inconsequential to you? You just want to see guys get called up, see what's on the farm, and see what next year looks like. Bob Melvin had a great line last night. We'll play that on the other side. Mitch, Skills, I see you guys there. I'm going to get you guys first when we come back from the break. It is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap with Sam Lubman, your host. Steve Rizzotto, Zach Green behind the glass. You'll be hearing from them as well. 888-957-9570 is the number to call. You can also text us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. All that brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7 The Game.
There is a part of me that will never die.
Oh, Steiny. We could only be so lucky. By the way, Steiny brought something up yesterday, and Rizzotto, you were on the board when he did it. Steiny had an idea yesterday that I didn't hate, which is ironic because the idea is steeped in hate, which, I mean, it's Matt Steinmetz. One of his ideas not steeped in hate. I want to get into that in a minute. It is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Sam Lubman here, Steven Rizzotto, Zach Green behind the glass. You'll be hearing from them throughout the night, or throughout the morning, sorry. Giants last night got a 5-0 win over the Washington Nationals, 59-57. Big win to start a 9-game homestand here. And we're talking about what you want to see from the Giants the rest of these next 2 months here. What do you care about? Do you care about winning? Or do you care about development? What do you want to see more? What do you want to prioritize? So I want to hear from Giants fans on that. Can this team potentially make a playoff run? Bob Melvin said some stuff last night that, you know, it's no secret. They're still trying to make a run. They still believe that this team has the capability to be a postseason team despite being, quote unquote, sellers at the trade deadline. So we'll get to that. In a minute, we'll get to Steiny's brilliant get-rich-quick scheme in a minute as well. But first things first, want to go out to the lines. One of our favorites, Mitch in New Jersey. How you doing today, Mitch? You're on the wrap. What do you got for us today, my friend?
How are you, Sam? Thanks again. Good show. I like your show. It's good to listen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Love it. And same thing with Zach there, too. I didn't get his name next day with Steve. That's my fault. It's me, not you. We still have a nice shot, and we have a pretty decent line if you really look at it. And we've got to get somebody a big fish over the winter. But I'd like to see what we have in our AAA, AA systems. Get Tang. I want to see him as a star. He's a big boy. He's a big fella. I want to see him become another star, of course. Are three good stars, you know, they're going to get old someday. So I'm interested in what he's got. And I know it's just Washington. It's kind of strange. I see they have James Woodley off, and he's really trying to get his game up. But he can't carry one play, can't carry a team for the whole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's pretty obvious.
No.
Anyway, when the borderline, I think Chicago has kind of fallen, and same to the Mets, so we still have a shot.
Yeah, so it's, again, they are four games out of the sixth and final playoff spot right now, Mitch. And you talk about, you know, can they get someone going? Right now, the teams ahead of them are struggling. All the teams ahead of them in the wild card race lost last night, Mitch. The Reds, the Mets, the Padres, the Cubs. The Mets, they are in a free fall right now. The Reds, they've lost three straight. Giants are a half game behind them. They might be able to take over the seventh spot in the National League, so to speak, with a win and a Reds loss today. But you know, you mentioned, you know, you need someone in this lineup. One guy can't carry the team, but one guy can really rejuvenate a lineup and give it a lot of life that can make things easier for the rest of this lineup. And for that, I'm talking about Rafi Devers. He had that great home run last night. Did you see the home run? You watched the game, Mitch. What did you think of that home run from Devers last night?
It was nice. I mean, he's a power stroke. I mean, he's no Willie McCovey. But
no one's a Willie McCovey.
He lives up to his contract. Lives up to his capabilities. We got ourselves a slugger. The first baseman, DH. Thank God for the DH that we can always fall on.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking my call and everything. You have a nice weekend, and I'll listen to your comments off here. Thanks
awesome.
Again.
Appreciate you, Mitch. Have a great rest of your weekend as well. That was Mitch in New Jersey. And, yeah, again, that home run from Rafi Devers, man. Maybe we could play it here in a minute. Do I have it here on my board? I do. Here is that home run again. We came in with it. Here it is again.
Devers high drive. Right center field. Out of here.
My goodness, indeed. Again, Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruko on the call there. And again, 105 off the bat, went 427 feet, just an absolute no-doubt shot from the Giants' first baseman slash DH. And it just seems like more and more and more he is getting comfortable. He had that absolute moonshot last Sunday in New York, went into the third deck of Citi Field, reminded people of another home run that a lefty slugger once hit in a Giants uniform in the comfy confines of New York. And, of course, I'm talking about that big home run that Barry Bonds had against, oh, God, I want to say it was Ted Lilly. Is that
it was Ted Lilly.
Oh, look at me knowing stuff. Yeah, off Ted Lilly in 2002 at the big ballpark in the Bronx. Shades of that one, though, obviously, this one being against the Mets, and it's, you know, Rafi Devers, not Barry Bonds. And as much as I like Rafi, he's no Barry Bonds, which, by the way, we're going to talk about this later in the show. 2 days ago was the, okay, it's going to be really hard for me to say, 18th anniversary, okay, said it, of Barry Bonds hitting home run 756. Bonds stands alone. 18 years. Oh, God, I feel old. Just saying that. I was actually at that game. If you were at that game as well, would love to hear from you. Oh, man, 18 years. Feels like it was just yesterday. Man, I hate how time passes. I need a pick-me-up now after feeling old, so I'm going to go to one of my favorites. It's Skills and Vallejo. Skills, what did you think of that game last night? Who impressed you more? Was it the performance of Kaiwei Tang, or was it the defensive performance of one Drew Gilbert?
I would go with Tang. Tang surprised me. I did not think for once he got into the game, I did not think for a second he was going to end up going five strong innings. And especially when that fifth inning came around and he got in the jam and he was able to get out of that, a bases loaded zero out jam. You know, with a little help from his defense, he gets out of that. I was really impressed. I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Logan Webb or anything like that, but he showed me something. And you're speaking to Drew Gilbert, and you know, it's always good. You make a good impression. You make a good play in your major league debut. So I'm just sad that it came at the expense of Daniel Johnson, my fellow Vallejoan, who I've been telling people is my nephew the past 2 months, which is unfortunate, but these things happen in baseball.
I see the resemblance.
But Gilbert, you know. Please repeat that, Sam.
Oh, I see the resemblance.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, definitely, maybe he'll be back someday if he stays in the organization. He may want to stay in the organization.
Hey, he could clear waivers. He could clear waivers and get outright to AAA. So, you know, it is possible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, as far as Gilbert, he wasn't much match for Jake Irvin's changeup last night. But It's his first game, butterflies, all that. He'll be fine. A couple of guys I want to mention from last night's game, if I could.
Go ahead.
Dom Smith is still red hot. Patrick Bailey had a little sliver to bring a run home. Good for him. But Rafi Devers, you just mentioned him. I want to highlight. That was a grown man's home run. Right center field at Oracle Park is not easy to conquer. It would have taken me probably 2 swings of the bat to hit a ball that far. And Devers, very, very impressive shot off the bat of Devers. If I could, Sam, I'd like to speak about a couple of former Giants before I jump off the line.
Oh, absolutely, Skills. The floor is yours, man. I might just have you host the rest of the show at this point.
Oh, man. That's if you want the show to be canceled. I'm sure you don't.
But, I could do that on my own just fine. All right, what do you got, Skills?
Just real quick. Lamont Wade got cut by the Angels last week, so it wasn't just us messing with him, apparently. It wasn't just being a Giant that was affecting this thing. And then Alex Wood retired yesterday. He was,
yeah.
And this is hard for me to say about any prominent ex-Dodger. This is hard for me to say, but he was a good Giant, especially in that 2021 season. He really balled out.
Oh, he was money in that 21 season. I think they won like almost all of his starts or something ridiculous. I mean, they won a lot of games that year. But yeah, he was an interesting cat there, Skills. So thanks a lot for the call. Unless you got some other guys that you wanted to get into.
I go on for another 45 minutes if you want it, but
sure, dude, it's literally just me today, Skills, so I am giving callers a lot of leash today, so you go ahead, man. If you got takes, I want to hear them.
Well, just I'll come back to what you said earlier in the show. When you started the show, you made a reference to the Giants winning against the Nationals, which, you know, basically, just because they're not a great team, don't take it, you know, they're still a major league team, right? Now, these Nationals, this is not Trey Turner. This is not Max Scherzer. It's not even Howie Kendrick. But this is a major league team. And Josh Bell's had some games against the Giants in the past. James Woods is one of the best young players coming up in the NL right now. So I don't take any – especially after we just lost series sweeps at home to the Marlins and to the Pirates, I'm not taking any win over anyone lightly at all. And that's I'll end on that, Sam. Have a good day.
Awesome. Great stuff there, Skills. Great points there. And, yeah, a lot to take away from that call there. I want to work backwards there because Skills said something, and I completely buried this lead, so shame on me for that. But last night was the Giants' first win at Oracle Park in their last 9 tries. They had an 8-game losing streak. He had those 2 against the Dodgers, got swept by the Mets, got swept by the Buccos. By Buccos, I mean Pirates, not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And yeah, that was pretty ugly. I mean, there's that Saturday loss against the Dodgers. Shohei bets on baseball. Ohtani was on the mound that day. Allegedly, he bets on baseball. And Giants were not able to get anything going against him. They lose that game, heartbreaking fashion. That Sunday loss, I'm still not over that. When Rafi Devers came up in the bottom of the, what was it, the 9th inning, with a chance to end it, hit an absolute scorcher to James Outman for the final out of the inning. And I thought if there was ever a moment where Rafi Devers was going to have his welcome to the Giants moment, that was it. And then the Dodgers used a couple of little squibbers there to win it against Spencer Bivens. And, oh, man, I felt so bad for Spencer Bivens after that game. You know, me and it was Curtis Pashelka of the Bay Area News Group. We went up to slowly to approach Bivens after that. Oh, man, our guy was steamed. He was big steamed. It was like, you know what? I understand, Spencer. That one, you got screwed on that one. That was a tough loss. Then he got those three again embarrassing losses against the Mets. That heartbreaker on Saturday where Patrick Bailey hits what could have been a game-tying hit, gets snagged by Pete Alonso. You got those rough games against the Pirates where the offense decided to take three games off. Like, you never want to have long losing streaks at home. So getting that win last night, getting rid of that, God, eight-game losing streak at Oracle Park, that is gross. Thank God they ended that last night against the Nationals because, wow, that would have put so many people in a bad headspace if that had been the case. You also talked about Rafi Devers. I want to talk about Rafi a little bit because last night, first off, again, there's the home run he had last night. Last night might have been one of his best games he's had as a Giant so far. Partly because he did have a great night last night, partly because the options to choose from are not very robust right now. And I'm not saying that the Rafi Devers trade has been a bust. I think he's hitting 250-ish in that range since the trade went down. As I pull the numbers up right here, yes, he is hitting since the trade. Sorry, 227 since the trade went down. He's hitting 250 since the All-Star break. So he is picking it up a little bit. He is getting more and more comfortable at the plate, which you like to see. And I refuse to believe that Devers is just never going to come around. Like, everyone keeps saying, you know, we all know he's good. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Look at the back of his baseball card. But you can only say that for so long before it starts losing meaning. And over this last week, more and more, you're starting to see Rafi feel more and more comfortable on this team. Now, I know he's putting up better numbers on the road than at home. And as we all know, it's clearly because of the ballpark dimensions. It's not just because of the dimensions. I do think, yeah, adjusting to a new place to hit is a struggle. He is at a pitcher-friendly ballpark after leaving a very cozy ballpark in Fenway where he was able to bounce balls off the monster. He had that short wall out in right field. That wall's like 3 feet high or something at Fenway Park. So very easy to clear it. It's definitely been a learning process for him on how to hit at Oracle Park. But he's feeling more and more comfortable every day. And if we're talking about, can the Giants make a run for a wild card spot? Because I think the division's out of reach right now. It's unless the Dodgers have an absolute meltdown, Giants are right now they're 8 games back of the Dodgers right now. They do have 6 games left against the Dodgers, so there's time to make hay there on that one. But right now, the focus is on the wild card. And if the Giants are going to make a move in that wild card, they need Rafi to be the guy that he was with the Red Sox. They need him to be that big bopper. And every week, I feel like he is getting more and more comfortable with this team. He's acclimating into this team more. He's feeling more at home in his new ballpark. You're starting to understand why everyone's saying Rafi's going to be fine, because you're starting to see that come together. And last night, he had probably one of his best defensive games, if not his best defensive game, since moving to first base. And this is a guy that, you know, I was kind of worried about what he was going to look like on defense. And because he was an adventure on defense while he was in Boston. Not a great defensive third baseman. And moving him to first base, especially when he's dealing with a groin issue, especially when he's dealing with a bulging disc issue. Those are two issues that just like, dude, if you're dealing with that stuff, stay the bleepity bleep bleep out of the field. I do not need you fielding ground balls or doing any sort of extra activity that could make these minor injuries something more where you have to lose time. Because even if he's struggling at the plate, I'd rather him struggle at the plate and work through slumps to start not struggling at the plate than sitting on the IL. That does no good for nobody except for him to get better. But last night, he had probably one of his best defensive nights, started a great double play. I believe it was in the fourth inning or the third inning, started a great double play here as I look through my notes of when everything happened. He had the old 3-6 double play at one point. But then there was the bases loaded play in the top of the fifth. And that's where Rafi really showed some of his best defense. So you got the bases loaded there in the top of the fifth inning. Kaiwei Tang gets into some trouble there. Gives up the leadoff walk. Broken back signal from Robert Hassel. And then you got a slow roller to second. Casey Schmidt keeps it from going to the outfield, which prevented Josh Bell from coming around to score. So you got bases loaded, no outs. And Jose Tenya hits a first pitch grounder right to first base. Rafi stabs at it without even hesitating, fires the home plate to get that lead out, get Josh Bell at home, get the force out, prevent the run from scoring, keep a 2-0 game, a 2-0 game. Just very heads up, no hesitation, no stopping, just bang, bang, exactly how you want those plays to look. And that helped set up, two pitches later, the Jacob Young double play that got Kaiwei Tang out of that inning. Now, Devers did have another double play he turned earlier in the game where, again, grounded a first, steps on the bag, throws to Domus a second. They got that lead runner there, too. And what I like about those plays is they weren't necessarily flashy plays. You know, it's not like he's showing off incredible range there. It's not like he's making these diving stops or, you know, anything like that. He's not winning any gold gloves anytime soon. But what I really liked about those plays was they looked like they were done by a guy who's been playing first base for a long time. And that's all I really need. I just need consistent, good, fundamental defense from Rafi Devers at first base. And last night, we've seen the work that he's put in. Rizzo, you've watched him take ground balls during games. I remember there was one day where, you know, I was standing, I think it was the day where he dragged Spadoni down to the game, that Friday night Dodger game. I'm watching Chapman and Adames field grounders on the third base side. You meandered over to the first base side to get the Devers angle. And recap for us what you saw that night from Devers at first base.
Yeah, there was baseballs being thrown everywhere. I mean, I was standing right behind first base when he was taking reps off the fungo from Matt Williams. And there was balls that were going under his glove, over his glove, to the left of him, to the right of him. And I think the bottom line is none of that really matters because it is a process. And this is a guy who's never played there before. And as much as people think that it's such a simple move to move someone from third base to first base, it's really not. Now, the foundational stuff is there. The fundamental stuff is there. The ability to field a ground ball is there and have the instinct of knowing what you're going to do with the baseball is there. All of that's there. But it's just a matter of learning a new position and learning the instincts that come with it and putting on a different glove and knowing when to hold the runner, knowing when to get off the runner at first and all of that mental stuff. And it's supposed to be a process. It really is. And I think he looks a lot better. And I texted you last night, Sam Lubin. I said that was probably in my mind at the time, and I still hold on to that, the most important play in the game. That saved that inning. It changed the trajectory of the inning. Like you said, it set up that double play ball from the next hitter. It was a huge play, and I think plays like that, he's going to keep racking up periodically as he adjusts to first base.
Exactly. Very well said, Steven. And a couple great comments here in the YouTube chat. Instant one. Yep, Devers doesn't need to be a gold glover. Pete Alonso's defense is all right. He's treasured for the offense. I want the same for Devers. No. It's true. Devers made more than a few noteworthy defensive plays at first in the few times that he has been there so far. Again, yeah, he's never going to be a web gem guy. He's not going to be an SC top 10 guy. But he's going to just play good fundamental defense. If you could just do that more often than you don't, then yeah, you're going to be just fine at first base. No one's going to be having any issues with what you're doing over there. And all the consternation that I once had about him playing first base, gone, out the window. Yeah, Steven, he's getting the drop ready. Here it comes. There it is. Bob Melvin, what did you think about how Rafi Devers has looked at first base?
You watch him work, you know, especially these night games. He's working, and then he's taking his batting practice, and he's going back out there again. So whether it's picks in the dirt, whether it's turns to second, you know, you try to create as many plays as he hasn't seen, and he's working through all of them, and you just see him more and more comfortable every day. You can play third base in the big leagues like he has. You're going to be able to play first pretty well. But it's just all the different plays, cutoffs and relays, stuff like that that he hasn't been through before. But he's looking pretty good over there right now.
And again, those are big words from a guy who right before the All-Star break was saying, Bob Melvin, this is, He said straight up, like, there's going to be some rough days from Rafi Devers at first base, and we are prepared for that. And so far, nothing jumps out to me. Steve and Zach, if there's a moment for you, I can't think of a moment that Rafi's had on defense where it's just like, oh man, you really screwed that one up. Like, I don't think he's had any awful moments like that. I mean, there might be plays he's had where it's just like, yeah, Brandon Belt probably makes that play. But I can't recall a moment where I'm just like, oh, there's that awful Rafi defense we knew about. Like, it has not been an awful exercise. I don't know, again, if there's anything that you guys can remember off the top of your head.
It has not been a headline yet. It has not been one of those stories where it says, Rafael Devers' eighth inning error leads Giants to loss. I guess he wouldn't lead the Giants to a loss.
Causes
Giants. No, that hasn't happened yet, but there's been a few times early on where maybe he could have gotten an extra out if he didn't bobble a ball or something along those lines. But it hasn't been anything costly, and I don't think we would see anything like that.
I think the worst it got was last Saturday night, where he like kicked the ball to first base, but still made the play. Which I've never seen a guy kick a baseball to the base before. And that's one of those ones like you can laugh and smile about it because he made the play, but like that's the worst. If that's the worst play he's had at first base, a play where he kicked the ball and still made got the out, like you'll take that because A, you got the out. And B, you gave me a reason to laugh and joke the next day.
New glove.
There you go. So we are up against it here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Want to hear from all the Giants fans out there. Before we go to the break, though, a couple things. Did you know that coming up tonight at 5:30, Steven Rizzotto and Zach Green, the Valkyries are taking on the LA Sparks. Kelsey Plum, Cameron Brink. You can hear that game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app.
Yay!
Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at around 5. All that brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. And then after you're done listening to the game or watching the game, maybe you're dual screening it because the 49ers are playing tonight as well.
I mean, bring it on, man.
Seriously, Jan in Mountain View, she's going to be dual screening it tonight.
Oh, heck yeah.
And Niners play at 5:30, so while you're dual screening that, when that game ends, flip on 95.7 The Game, because Mark Grandy is going to have your first 49ers post-game show of this 2025 football season.
Yeah, I would want to be in Grandy's spot right now.
You know what, Steiny, you just reminded me. I still need to talk about your get-rich-quick scheme that you came up with yesterday. I think we'll dive into that a little bit on the other side. So tonight, Valkyries at 5:30, then after the Niner game, join Mark Grandy, who was supposed to be doing the show with me this morning, but I guess he's rather talk football than baseball. So catch Mark Grandy on the 49ers postgame show tonight. I guess the red and gold postgame show is what we call it. That'll be tonight after the final whistle. All that's going to be here on 95.7. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.